So I've spent the last 60 days learning some new terminology, and I'm not going to really go into what it was because it really doesn't matter. But what happens is when you learn some new terminology or new way of learning how other people look at life and stuff going on, you actually expand your mind, your consciousness. Now, the fundamentals of the faith are secure. But when you throw some new terminology in there that you've never heard before, it kind of helps you. And so by expanding your mind, your consciousness, you move your consciousness out of your little peephole view. When you look out the front door through the peephole, it's a small consciousness circle. And so as you expand your consciousness through these other ways of explaining reality or trouble or growth or expansion or whatever, it allows you to think different. And so the synapses in your brain start to click. You start to add new pathways in your brain. And those new pathways allow you to step to the next level. Because anytime you add new words and new terminology and new ways of thinking, you have to expand your brain, your mind, your experience. And the reason is because the Word became flesh and the Word spoke it all into existence. So the words that you speak become flesh. You start to embody. The more knowledge that you have, the more wisdom that you have, and the more you understand this reality, the more you're able to walk in the Spirit and walk very lightly and keep a small footprint down here. Because you don't want a big footprint necessarily, because the bigger your footprint is, the more chance of sin and the more chance of judgment. And so if you keep your footprint small, but you also win souls. Like my website's got getting about 1,000 hits a day. I got to go in there and pay for it today, upgrade it and all that stuff. And I might just go ahead and pay somebody to build me a professional website, put some ads on it, donation, all that, and just upload, you know, all my stuff up there. Plus YouTube, plus Spreaker, you know. The only reason I signed up for Instagram is because I can scroll through and it's a free speech platform. They talk about all kinds of stuff. They talk about the pandemic stuff and the natural cures and all that. I love to watch the natural cures, and I do nicotine gum for a reason. I can't talk about it on YouTube, but if somebody emailed me, I'll tell you what nicotine gum will do for you. And I can send you the link, and that'll be put on my website, links to the nicotine gum. I try to take it light, just chew 2 milligrams once a month, and maybe I'll put that on my website, the links. But I can't talk about health stuff, I can't talk about natural stuff on YouTube. Some people can. You know what's weird? If I was to start saying the C word and other stuff, they would shut me down in 2 seconds, but there's other people who can talk about it and say it, and they never shut them down. So it has to be a Freemason thing. I don't want to spend any time online much. I'm tired of online. I've got too many things in the 3D that I need to do. But I do want to throw the website up there and make it really just one click. Boom, here's the link. Watch this. Boom, upload the audio, and it's done. Maybe once a month I upload all my audios on my phone, clear up my messages on my phone, my memory, and just let it sit there. And so, back to what I was saying, when you expand your vocabulary, so when your vocabulary gets expanded, your mind and consciousness has to be expanded, because Jesus is the Word. And so words, He spoke it all into existence. So words bring life. His Word, the preaching of the Word, will bring life and consciousness. This is why they want you drinking and drugging and watching sitcoms and just foolish repeat. the recycling of the sitcoms because you don't expand your mind. You don't learn new vocabulary, new words. You're not able to be introspective, because the more you study other people, the more you can look at yourself. So you can study that player, okay? You can study a player. Let's say you want to study, and you can use AI, you can use the Bible, you can use AI and the Bible combined. So let's say you're dealing with a player, somebody who's a master manipulator player, okay? Now, so you'd look at that person, you analyze them, you study them, you try to guess their next step, why they did what they did, what their game is, why they're doing what they do, what happened in their childhood to make them be that way, whether it's why their divorce made them that way, or nobody really loved them, nobody really cared, so they went into the player. In other words, if they're going to hurt me, I'm just going to hurt other people. That's how the psychopath gets created, right? So a player is a psychopath. So they're playing other people's mind game, playing mind games, MK Ultra mind games, with other people. And these players could be a CIA agent. I wouldn't be surprised. They're definitely in a cult of some kind. And so these CIA player agents, or want to be CIA, but they are good. But they always destroy themselves. Now, so you can study that player. Only just a little bit, because you don't want to study them too much, because you don't want to go down the rabbit hole of how evil they really are. Because if they've really sold their soul to that kind of lifestyle, their mind and their heart is so corrupt that if you tried to think like them, it would mess you up. So if you're dealing with a player, you better read Proverbs every day that you're dealing with that person. And you better stay in the book of Revelation, because you'll be blessed. And I promise you, if you're dealing with a player every day, get your Bible and you read it every day. If it's questionable, if you're losing your peace, get your Bible, open up Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, and start reading it. Because the Bible says in Revelation that those who read this book and heed this book and meditate on this book will be blessed. And if you're being blessed and a player is trying to curse you and take you into a demonic, dark, fake reality bubble, then God is going to boot them out of your life, because the player is a demon. They don't even know they have multiple demons. God will actually give you a dream, or two, or three. And you might actually see a demon coming out. You might look at that person in that dream that you're having, and there's like three demons coming out of them. Because God is warning you that if they're a player, they got two or three people they're playing, and they're creating a demonic... They have a demonic stronghold through their lies and their gaslight and their schemes, future faking, all that. They have a demonic stronghold that they're trying to throw it on you. But if you're born again, they can't. So what do? So here's a sign of a player or a psychopath, or a Jezebel, that is. Here's the sign. Now think about what I'm telling you. So they're demon possessed, because they're sleeping with every Tom, Dick, and Harry, right? So they're demon possessed. You don't do that if you can't do that unless you're demon possessed. That's sick. So they're demon possessed, and they can't possess you. You're waking up to the fake reality they tried to throw on you, and you say, "I got to get out of here. This is ridiculous." And you don't really know why at first, but if you really think about it, what is the next thing that Jezebel or the narcissist can do? The narcissist or the Jezebel, whatever word you want to use, it's just ultimate selfish flesh. What they are just flesh creatures that have sold their soul to the devil. And so what do these Jezebelic creatures want to do? Well, they can't get you, they can't possess you if you're saved. So what's the next best thing? They want you to obsess over what they're doing, what they're doing with, whatever. They want you to obsess over them. Queen bee, worship me. Queen bee, kiss my feet. Queen bee, serve me. instead of serving God, they want you serving them, which is idolatry, obsession, and total ridiculousness that they can even believe that you're going to do that. Maybe some people, maybe there's some Ahabs out there who would do it. I don't know why. The only reason I think an Ahab would do something because he's lazy, because he's a mama's boy, you know. The only men that I think would kiss the queen bee's feet is a mama's boy, or he's lazy, or he's disabled and he can't work or something. I don't know. But even then, if you're disabled, you don't. I know somebody that wouldn't do that, and they're disabled right now. They would never do that. And so my point is, the next best thing to possession, since they can't possess a born-again saint, is obsession. And if you obsess over Jezebel, and usually Jezebel's married to Ahab or somebody and you don't even know about, God's going to knock you back. God will not let you stay in idolatry. And so when God knocks you back, they know what happens because they played this game from a child. And so they have this other one that they run to, and they put you on the back burner, and they're using you. See, even if you text them or whatever, they're using your text or whatever to make the other person jealous or mad or whatever. And if that one leaves, then they got another one. They use his, and it's just a stupid game. And they're just like so angry at God that they want to take souls to hell with him, because they sold their soul to the devil, right? And you read this in Proverbs 5, 7, and 9. She's sitting on her front porch. She calls passersby, and they come in. They go in the house, and they don't even know that their souls are being taken to hell with her. And so she's trying to take souls to hell with her. And if she never gets born again, she's going to be in the lowest depths of hell, burning forever like you've never seen. And the people she took down with her is the same. Now, they're all legalists, and they believe that people can lose their salvation. So when they attack these unsaved men, the men are thinking like her, well, she's trying to manipulate their mind to think that they have no relief, there's no escape. And then when she finally tries to attack a saved person, she comes across a saved person and she's like, I have no power over this person. I can't deceive them. I can't mind control them. I can't flip reality. I can't bring them into my fake reality bubble. And she's scratching her head. She says, well, how did this guy escape, but all these other men didn't? How did this man escape so easily, but all these other men fell and started drinking and drugging and just went down? Ended up in jail, ended up in whatever. But he walked away. What's the difference? He's saved. He's got the Holy Spirit. He doesn't worship a vagina. He worships God. Do you understand? And he also looks forward. The saved person looks forward. And he says, okay, even if I did move in with this Jezebel or marry this Jezebel, after about 30, 60 days, all the romantic stuff will go away, and then they just have to just working yourself to death, working three jobs to make her happy, because she's not happy in God. She's only happy in stuff. And so a saved man's going to look in the future and say, all she cares about is stuff, and I'm going to be working myself to death to give her a new car, new clothes, and new stuff she don't even need. And so he looks down the road and he says, okay, this might have been fun for a season, but this ain't going to be fun long term, so I got to cut this off. And Lord, forgive me. I didn't know what I was getting in. She painted a pretty picture. Lord, she painted a... Yeah, but you already knew. It's your... Okay, yes, Lord. I'm sorry. The red flag's there. You're right. You can't blame her, because you're saved. You know the truth. You have to look at yourself and say, okay, I stepped into it. I knew what I was doing. And you have to repent. And so when you repent, see, they can't repent, because if they repent, they're going to get saved. But they don't want to get saved, because they think they've gone too far. They don't understand God's grace that can yank them out of that. Long story short, This is real. The reason I'm laughing is because what I'm telling you is in Proverbs 5, Proverbs 7, Proverbs 9, Genesis 3. I'm telling you stuff that will set you free, and it's been there your whole life. You've watched this play out all over the place. I remember watching an elder when I was younger get caught up with the Jezebel, and they ended up drinking themselves to death. They ended up trying to make a bunch of money to make her happy, and one of them ended up got caught stealing because they were trying to make a lot of... If you're trying to make Jezebel happy, you will never make her happy. You have to serve God, and she has to get her peace and contentment. God, if she loves you, if this is a woman out there that loves you, she don't care if you're rich or poor or whatever. She don't want you playing video games all day. Who wants to do that? And as a matter of fact, she's going to help you run your house as a helpmeet. And if you can't make enough money, she'll go in and come in alongside and help you. If somebody loves you, they're going to help you. They're going to be there when you're sick. They're going to be there when the funeral happens. Let's say you have a... They're going to be there with you and join with you stuff just to support you. My point is, you know when it's love, and you know when it's fake love, player manipulation, master manipulator, and you get away. You walk away. You shake the dust off your feet, and you walk away. Because they've already cheated. They actually will tell you. In the way they manipulate, they actually tell you. Their guilty conscience has to come out. It has to come out. And everything they're saying is trying to demasculate you, dehumanize you, bring you, isolate you, give you no strength, no power. Even if you were to find a good fundamental church that has some good, she would still be on you like white on rice. She wouldn't join that church. She would just be harassing you, and you're going to a good church. I saw it. They're dead now, I'm pretty sure. The deacon, he went to a good Baptist church. His wife didn't go to church. She's Pentecostal. And every time he'd come back home, he'd harass her. You still going to that church that teaches a lie about eternal security? And he would say, I mean, this is sad. I mean, this is a good deacon. This is a man who knew the Bible. But she had messed him up so bad. Shut up, woman. You don't know what you're talking about. Who wants to live that way? Who could ever live that way? If they don't line up with your beliefs, or at least willing to understand your beliefs, you don't need to be married to them. Because if they have a different belief system, you're going to end up fighting, because the spirit realm manifests in the natural. That's what I said. The word became flesh. So the word is spirit. The words I speak, they're spirit and life, he said. And so the words manifest in the natural. So you don't want to be tied into somebody who has spiritual doctrine that don't line up with the truth. Because you're just going to be fighting each other. Because how can two walk together except they be in agreement? You can't. Amos 3:3. You can't walk together if you're in disagreement. It'll never work. And so my point is, you're better off staying single. Because you're going to have peace. And if you have peace, what's going to happen? You're going to live longer. You're going to be healthier. You're going to accomplish more. You can get some projects done. If she's not willing to help you do your projects and your dream, she needs to go on down the road. A man needs a dream. And if a woman don't want to support your dream, if you can't find a woman that wants to support your dream, stay single and keep doing your dream. And you're better off, and you're healthier, and you're going to accomplish your dream probably in a year instead of 10 years, because she's going to hinder you for 10 years. And you can get it done in a year if you focus. You might be able to get it done in 6 months if you focus. You get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and you go do your stuff. Go to your job, go do the remodeling. You just keep doing that, and you just keep doing it, and you keep doing it, and keep doing it, and you keep planting the seed. There's got to be a harvest. You want to lose weight? Keep doing some push-ups, sit-ups, ride your bike every day. You're going to lose weight fast, cut back sugar. You will lose weight. You will have a six-pack at whatever age you want to be. You will lose weight. You will be strong. Your bones and your muscles, they need resistance. And you build it. You build that strength. And you exercise your discernment the same way, your spiritual discernment. You build your spiritual strength with your exercise in your mind, in peace, in meditation, in the truth. And you don't stop. And you know the devil's going to try to distract you with a Jezebel, if you're a man. And if it's a woman, the devil's going to try to distract you with a Jezebel spirit in a man. If God's called you to do something, do it. And the gates of hell can't stop you. The devils of hell can't stop you. Jezebel can't stop you. Your mama, your daddy, your neighbors, your co-worker, nobody can stop you if that's God's will for your life. Your neighbors. And really, you could do this. You could pray this. Say, Lord, I want to do your will. I know this is my calling. I don't have the strength. I don't have the power. Please do it through me. And you can't even stop yourself when you say a prayer like that, because he's going to make it happen. Because he knows your heart. I just got this thing in the mail for a new car, brand new car. I might go trade in just to start a new day, a new life. Trade a car in every 2 years if you do ride share. My point is, don't give up. Don't give up. Stay focused. You don't care. Look, the reason you're in 3D is, yeah, you learn to love people, but you gotta learn to love people that deserve your love. The ones that are using and abusing and lying and manipulating, players and Jezebels, they don't even deserve your time and your attention. They're low vibration. Give them the gospel, Jesus alone, faith alone. Receive Christ into your heart by faith alone in his finished work, and shake the dust and go on down the road. Because you can keep trying, but their motive is not salvation. Their motive is money, the world, the flesh, and prior life, and it's usually about money. They're trying to hook you. What does a hooker do? She wants money. What does a legalist do? They want to hook you. Security. It's no different. If they're trying to hook you for security and not love, then it's no different than a hooker down there at the corner getting whatever she gets. However much they give her is the difference. There's no difference. Hooking you for security and not love is no difference than the hooker on the corner. It's still security. Don't let them hook you with fake love. Don't let them hook you with flattery and manipulation and master manipulation. It's just a trauma bond. It's not even real. Step away for 3 days and it's gone. Step away for 3 days and the trauma bond goes away. And really, all you have to do is say this, Lord, please reveal what this is. If this is a master manipulator who's playing games, please reveal it. Because something don't seem right. Something don't feel right. And within 24 to 72 hours, 3 days, what's 24? Four, 3 days, within one, but from 24 hours to 3 days, God will answer that prayer, because he doesn't want you to, if you ask anything according to his will, he will do it. So if you were a believer, and you got this unbeliever pretending to be a believer, and they know the terminology, all you have to do is say, Lord, please reveal it. Because he will answer the prayer, because he says, don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. So he will answer the prayer, because it's according to his will. And you're free. I know the games that people play. I've lived long enough. I've experienced it. And I feel sorry for the new people who have to go through the pain. So I'm telling you, before you have to go through the pain, I'm telling you how to escape, how to see it, how to not even get into it. But even if I tell you, these master manipulators are so good at it that you might get trapped for a season or a week or a month or 2 months, or it might even be 2 years. But you eventually say, you wake up and you say, wait a minute. This is not even real. This is a fake reality. I got to run. And you've already learned their game so much, so when you decide to leave, you know you have to do it in a secretive way, and it's sad you have to become like them and do, or you do like me, you just say, I'm done, bye. But some people are so caught up in a mess. They have to do it in a, I remember my mom, she said when she left my dad, she had to plant it for 2 years, and then when she ran his bath water, she had the kids' stuff packed. She grabbed the kids. This was before, you know, a long time ago, before people really had the internet and knowledge. She grabbed the kids and she threw them in the car, and she was gone while he was in the bathtub. So he gets out of the bathtub, she's gone, the kids are gone, everybody's gone. Now that would probably be trauma to him, but he probably caused her trauma, and the both, between the two of them, I know for a fact they were both toxic. They were both toxic, so it ended up for the best probably, because somebody probably would have got killed, you know. Anyway, I don't know if that helped anybody, but it should. I didn't forget what I was saying, but because I'm at the restaurant. But if you lose your peace, look, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace. So if you lose your peace from a narcissistic person, demonized narcissistic person, they have to take away peace, because the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace. And the devil, so the works of the flesh is sown in what? Drama. If the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace, then the works of the devil is sown in what? Drama and chaos and no peace. And so you get away from a person that doesn't have any peace, and then the peace comes back within 2 days and you're done. You're back to normal. Thank you.